Okay, help me spot the weaknesses in this story, I told Drake, laying the paper down where we could both see it as we ate. He pointed to the early entries.
No one saw them come home from shopping. Tally took the kids somewhere and abandoned them.
My first thought, too, except that Scout called around noon and Tally was talking to her kids.
If you believe the sister.
And I don't, necessarily, but she did testify to it in court. He gave me a raised eyebrow that said,
people never lie on the witness stand. Get real.
Okay, I know. The two of them were super close, and none of that family's testimony may carry any weight. I forked up a chunk of baked potato. But even more convincing is the neighbor's testimony that she heard the kids playing outside later in the afternoon. She wouldn't lie on the stand for Tally. I got the feeling that woman would take no nonsense from no one. She was pretty rigid.
Tally says the kids went missing around 3, but didn't notify the police or even call her own husband. She just waited for him to come home. That's pretty weird.
It's definitely weird. It's what put her on trial. No one could believe what she did, but they couldn't prove that she had time to take the kids away after 3 o'clock, dispose of them, and get home in time to be all cool and calm when Boyd got there. As it turns out, the spot where the kids were buried was nearly an hour away, depending on traffic.
So there's no way she could have made the round trip from their house to the grave and back. Even if the grave was already dug and waiting, after the time the neighbor thought she heard them playing.
My breath caught. What did you say? Oh my God, this was the answer. I dropped my fork and ran to the dining table, pushing papers aside as I looked for it. The cassette tape.